Well, KVGC News Time, now 8 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news. Well, busy day yesterday for local fire companies. Cal Fire, along with units from the Center Creek Fire Department, responded to a commercial fire alarm on Wednesday morning at the Interfaith Food Bank thrift store on Sutter Hill. Reported just before 11 o'clock as the strong smell of smoke. When first responders arrived, they discovered smoke and flames in the back of the building. Luckily, the building was equipped with an automatic fire suppression system, and the fire was quickly knocked down before it could spread to nearby items stored in the area. The building was evacuated as a precautionary measure, and no injuries were reported. Preliminary reports say no major damage was done to the structure itself. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Then around 2:30 yesterday afternoon, Jackson City fire crews, along with Cal Fire, were dispatched to the report of an apartment fire on Main Street in Jackson. When crews arrived, they discovered it was a malfunctioning air conditioning unit. Later on in the evening, around 5:30, Cal Fire responded to a fire reported off Luttrell Court in the Buckhorn area. A deck was on fire. That was quickly extinguished. Then around 7 o'clock, crews again were dispatched to the report of a structure fire off of Heather Drive in the Jackson Valley. When they arrived, they discovered it was just a barbecue on fire. That was quickly extinguished by the homeowner.
Well, a suspect tied to a series of residential burglaries in the Pioneer area has been arrested. Late last month, Amador Sheriff detectives developed info that David Richard Lopez Jr., possibly in possession of stolen property from several residential burglaries in the Pioneer area. Detectives served a search warrant at Lopez Jr.'s residence in Mountain Ranch, recovered a significant amount of stolen property. Lopez Jr. arrested on scene, transported to the Amador County Jail, where he was booked for residential burglary, possession, receiving stolen property, and vehicle theft. Through follow-up investigation, detectives connected an associate of Lopez as being involved in the burglaries, learned there was more stolen property hidden at a storage unit in Pine Grove. Now, earlier this month, detectives wrote another search warrant for that storage shed, again recovered a large amount of stolen property. Recovered items included large appliances, HVAC system components, and gas-powered tools, amongst others. Now, this is an open, ongoing investigation. More arrests are possible.
And the Amador Water Agency directors and staff are inviting AWA customers to an open house next Tuesday, the 20th, from 3 to 7 p.m. to provide one-on-one information on the agency's proposed water and wastewater rate adjustments. AWA staff will be on hand to help customers estimate how much the proposed rate hike would affect their monthly bills and answer questions about the condition of Amador County's aging infrastructure and what the agency is doing to hold down costs. The open house will be held both indoors and outdoors at the AWA headquarters on Ridge Road. Face coverings will be required to enter the building. Masks will be available. For answers to frequently asked questions and more information about the Water Agency's recent master plan study on the county's water infrastructure and the rate adjustment process, visit amadorwater.org. That's amadorwater.org, or call customer service 223-3018.
And Caltrans temporarily closing the intersection at Irish Town and 88 at the north end of Clinton Road, replacing a drainage culvert beneath the road. Work is scheduled to begin next Monday and sometime this fall. Now, again, we've reported this previously, but have got a lot of questions on the project. So, again, it is scheduled to begin next Monday and sometime this fall. Now, one eastbound and one westbound lane of 88 will remain open during construction, which will take place during the daytime hours. Message signs will alert motorists of the closure and detours. The work is scheduled to begin as scheduled, but subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and or materials, and construction-related issues.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.